Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Day six in most inland areas. Boston officially, Deborah, did have a break in the heat wave, so it's not going to be 6 days for Boston, but for many inland areas away from the coast, we'll be about 90 to 92 this afternoon, with the thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, although I think most of us, and I'm talking like 90% of us, will miss all those storms.
How about tomorrow?
So tomorrow looks better. We'll be in the mid-80s, partly sunny, no chance of any rain. We will break the heat wave tomorrow, so I don't think anyone is going to hit 90 degrees tomorrow. The humidity levels will be moderate, so it's not going to be super dry air, just a little more comfortable than it's been if you don't like this heat and humidity. And then that leads us into Saturday, which is a great day. Temperatures 85 to 90. So there we are again, hot. A little bit of humidity around the area and lots of sunshine.
And Sunday as well?
Yeah, so Sunday's a little different. We're going to start to see the atmosphere kind of buckle a little bit. We're going to get into what we call a little bit of a trough here. So we will have more in the way of clouds. I'm not going to say it's going to be a completely cloudy day, but it's sort of a day where the clouds blend with the sunshine. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s. You'll feel the humidity in there. That's going to be creeping up. And there could be some showers developing Sunday night. Couple of them around here. It doesn't look like we're going to see a ton of rain, but temperatures at night are going to stay near 70 again for Sunday night leading into Monday, which again we're going to get up near 90 degrees with partly sunny skies, humid conditions, and then we'll have to wait and see what some moisture does as it tries to move up from the south.
Now, the latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor show 47% of Massachusetts is in what's considered a moderate drought. Is there significant rain on the way at all?
Well, there might be, and that's where we have to turn our eyes south to tropical storm Isaias. And as that moves towards the coastline, it will at least have to be watched. When storms are in the Caribbean like that, and we have a named storm there, that is the location where New England can be under a threat. Now, obviously, today is Thursday. If it did impact us, it would probably be Tuesday. That is a big forecast gap, and it could be off by hundreds and hundreds of miles. But it is something to watch. And if I had a boat or something like that, property along the coastline, I might just keep interest to the forecast and see what that storm's going to do. It doesn't look like a major hurricane, but it could bring significant rain to the area here on Tuesday and perhaps leading into Tuesday night.
Now, it's been quite hot for the summer. Is this normal?
So Boston's ranking in, you know, if we go back to 1872, this is going to end up being like 20, 21, 22 warmest summer on record. So not the warmest, but if you get out a little bit, it's one or two. So it's like the hottest July on record, I should say, because we haven't finished summer. So July has been incredibly hot just away from the coastline. If you're not getting a sea breeze within, say, a mile of the coast, it's been unusually warm. Providence, if they hit 90 today, which I suspect they will, we'll have a 6 day heat wave. That's the second longest on record. So, you know, this just continues the trend, which has been developing over the past couple of decades. Summers like this happened before. We're just seeing more of them now. They're just becoming more frequent, and it's going to continue. I think folks just need to get used to the fact that summer around here is not what it was in the 80s anymore.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.